How does a fight have three contenders in it? Explain that to me.
It's called a triple threat match. They have fatal four ways. They have fatal five ways. They have the battle royals. Any kind of match you can think of. Mixed women, men tag matches. In some federations, the women will only fight the women. The women, you know, and that. Some federations, like Lucha Underground, you actually have women against men in competition. I don't particularly like that very much myself because I'm totally against violence against women. But, the women's movement in professional wrestling has made just wonderful inroads, and I am so proud.
They can fight. I mean, they're great athletes.
Oh, you ought to watch Ronda Rousey. You'll watch Charlotte Flair. Charlotte Flair does a move called the figure eight. It's a leg lock, and she bridges, and they do anything. These people are amazing athletes, gymnasts. They can do anything.
I want to watch some wrestling now, Jason. Don't you?
What you guys need? You need to come down to Devotion. You need to go to Devotion. Go to a live event, May the 4th.
Live is always better.
Yeah, it will be.
I don't like baseball, but live baseball.
Yeah,
fantastic.
And you can watch all kinds of different wrestling on YouTube. And if you are really interested in wrestling, the WWE Network, you can get it right now for free. And get WrestleMania for free if you sign up to the WWE Network. First month is free. After that, you can cancel anytime. $9.99 a month.
Really?
But you could get it for this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you could pay $50 and do it on pay-per-view.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you sign up, everything then, right?
You get every. They do pay-per-views about it once a month. The pay-per-view quality shows. They have different documentaries on there. They have different performers on there. NXT, which is I just love the NXT promotion, is on every Wednesday night. They have NXT out of the United Kingdom. They have old wrestling shows on there. You can see old WCW shows. You can also see Memphis wrestling. You can see Dallas wrestling, all kinds of things.
Rad.
AWA. It's an amazing streaming service. And the WWE was at the forefront of streaming. Streaming services, $9.99 a month. I think they have 1.57 million subscribers right now.
That's a big deal.
Wow.
1.57, and they're thinking that's underselling right now. They're thinking that they want around 2 million, but 1.57 is the last figure I saw. They have in social media, the WWE, in all the different social media platforms, has 1 billion subscribers.
That's amazing.
Across the social media.
I don't even have anything to compare that to.
That is amazing. And you know, I'm getting on my soapbox here.
That's
people,
fine.
People
love
look
it.
Down on professional wrestling. A lot of people will look down. But when you look at the people that are fans of this performance, this sports, a lot of people are, I like to call them, closet fans. They know everything. I have ran into people that
I've been a closet NASCAR fan for years.
Oh, I love NASCAR. They'll say, oh, you know, I used to watch it when it was Hulk Hogan. I don't watch it anymore. But I like John Cena. And man, that Daniel Bryan and Kofi Kingston and the new. They'll tell you everything.
Before you know that they're into it.
You know that they're watching it. They're closet fans. And I am proud to say I, Dave Denton, am a wrestling fan, and I dare anybody to tell me that I'm an idiot.
I love it.
You know, this is what's always boggled me about wrestling.
It.
So I don't know the dollar amount, but I know that this weekend with this one event that happens once a year, the Super Bowl of wrestling, basically.
It is.
It is a huge industry. And yet if you ask around your friends and family if they like wrestling, you won't find anyone.
They're closet fans.
What is behind that, do you think? What causes that symptom? Because obviously everyone's paying attention.
No, I can tell you what it is. I can tell you what it is from my point of view. For me, it's kind of always seen as, first of all, the fakeness of it.
Right.
Like, you know, you've got this belt that was scripted, you know, a win. So the fakeness of it. So I think a lot of people say that that's why it's not real.
That's why you don't watch it for that.
Right.
You watch it for the story, the storyline.
But I think a lot of people think that there's not a story in wrestling, and I think that's what you've done with us so well today, is you've explained to us that there is this story, and there is a plot line to it, and for me, it's really opened my eyes and like, hey, maybe you should give wrestling a second chance.
Give it a chance. I tell you, it is fun. It's good guy versus bad guy, and people come out good. I love it. WWE, it's this weekend. Tonight, NXT TakeOver. WrestleMania Sunday night, Hall of Fame on Saturday night.
And Turnbuckle Trash.
TurnbuckleTrash.net.
TurnbuckleTrash.net. That's right. The website.
And there's a link on Cool 103.9. We're also on CastBox.
Very cool.
Thanks so much, Dave. This has been rad.
This has been a really fun hour, and we need to do this more than once a year.
Oh, yeah.
Let's have Dave back in again
soon. Comic books, my man.
Yeah, he can talk comic books, music. Wow.
And as soon as I was through with For the People, I had to walk a whole 10 feet to another studio to join Ajay Salveson, Juice, and we talked WrestleMania on The Fan.
This is Turnbuckle Trash. Zane Peterson.
You're the greatest guy in the whole galaxy.
Yeah, I'm a real class act.
Now we'll get some action.
Ajay Salveson.
The juice is loose.
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 Dave Denton.
Man, you don't want no bread. You don't want no salad. All he wants is meat.
It's time to take out the trash.
Let's show him what we got, guys.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
When he's okay, coming up here in just a few minutes. As soon as he's done getting out of the studio, that's right to my side here. David Denton. Now, David Denton is a wrestling expert. Well, a fan of wrestling, but honestly seems like an expert to me. There has been many talk of professional athletes joining the wrestling world. Even so much as the WWE. Now, I at first heard it as they would come straight to the WWE, train, and then get in. And now I'm hearing that, well, they'll go to like a training program such as the NXT or some lower state program, learn the way of wrestling, the fundamentals of wrestling, as too much so they don't hurt themselves. And that makes more sense to me. But I still think it takes a long time for them to be able to even touch a WWE ring in a big time event. It's not safe. And I don't know if it'd be good for the program either. So I want to get Dave's thoughts. He's someone who's seen wrestling all his life, and he's seen some great athletes who have actually, joined in like on WrestleMania for a one-night event. Lawrence Taylor was one of those guys, and we'll get his thoughts in on that. Oh, and look, here walks in the legend. He's 5 minutes late because he's too busy freaking having a chat because he's a superstar.
I am. I'm the women's pet and the men's regret.
I'm going to just go ahead and turn off your mic now. You're done.
You hurt my feelings. Ajay, you hurt my feelings.
All right.
What?
David Denton.
Whew.
Yes. Host, morning host on 103.9. Cool. They give you all your oldies and classics that you hate. Okay, first of all, okay. I've been trying to get on For the People for like 3 months. And Jason wouldn't let me come on. I tried.
It's not true.
No, it is you.
I knew he'd be bad-mouthing.
You're dang right. You let Dave Denton on?
You deserve to be bad mouthed.
So.
Yes, sir.
I've been trying to get on the show forever, and he kept saying no, but then when Dave Denton's in the house, oh, hey, Dave, gotta get you on our show.
That's because I'm too hot to handle, too cold to hold, too fat to be where it's at. I am the women's pet, the men's regret. I am very humble, too.
Oh, you can't tell
I'm excited about WrestleMania weekend, can you?
David Denton hosts a professional wrestling podcast called Turnbuckle Trash. Does an incredible job.
Thank you, man.
And
you were part of that for so long.
I was, and then you kicked me off.
Yeah. You can come back anytime you want. You know.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I'm good enough to be able to come back anytime I want to.
Yeah, you are, because you are a star, man.
And I'm humble.
Me too.
Okay, Eric, USA Today put out this report that after the suspension of the AAF league, which is going to probably end up resulting more likely than not in the league folding, that the World Wrestling Entertainment is offering tryouts to Alliance of American Football Players. The tryouts, however, aren't for WWE Chairman and CEO Vince McMahon's new kind of league, which is the XFL. The tryouts are for wrestling. Now, WWE Director of Talent Development Paul Fair tweeted the tryout offer that displaced all the AAF players.
I love it, man.
He says, with the bad news coming out today, though, for the players involved with the AAF, I'm opening up two spots to our April WWE tryout. Any players open to exploring opportunities beyond football can compete or complete a profile at their website and enter. Another door opens in the referred by section. He has a picture of the Performance Center. He said he would review all profiles over the next 48 hours and choose two players to invite. Other applicants will continue to be considered for future tryouts. Let me ask you something, Dave.
Yes, sir.
Well, let's get something clear to this world. You and I together.
Okay.
Because we're wrestling fanatics.
Yes,
we are. WrestleManiacs.
Yes, we are.
Wrestling is not, it's scripted, but there's not a lot that's fake.
No, it is not fake. It might be scripted. It might be predetermined. But these guys take real bumps. Some of the moves they make where they're not really making contact, you think... Most of the time, they're making some contact. Sometimes it's what they call stiff. There are stiff wrestlers that actually they'll punch each other and maybe pull the punch a little bit, but they will make contact. It is tough.
Okay, so instead, and these are expert wrestlers who have been doing this for years.
Correct.
We have seen these expert wrestlers mess up on moves.
Exactly.
I still, to this day... Remember when Owen Hart nearly broke Stone Cold Steve Austin's neck.
Correct.
And paralyzed him for his life.
Right.
Because he didn't properly execute a move.
Yep.
And
Steve did not want him to do that move.
Correct.
Steve and Owen talked about it backstage before the match, and Steve said, no, I don't feel comfortable with the pile driver, and Owen did it anyway, and did break Stone Cold's neck.
Okay, so... Those are guys who've been in wrestling for business for years.
Right.
We're talking about newly minted, just formally displaced AAF football players.
Correct.
Coming into a ring.
Correct.
How dangerous is that, though, Dave?
Not as dangerous as you think, because they're good athletes, but...
Yeah, but this is totally different.
Let me tell you what would happen, okay? If they were signed... Let's say that the two people have the tryouts. If they're signed, they're going to go to Full Sail University in Orlando, Florida. And they will train at this university, this complex, for at least 6 months to a year. Train every day, 8 to 10 hours a day, to find out how to take bumps, how to run the ropes, how to not hurt themselves, or how not to hurt somebody else. Before they ever get into a live-action match that will take place.
Is that enough time for them to be able to prepare themselves for a match, though?
It's close. They would, if...
Really? For guys who have never even touched a ring?
If they get a couple of moves in, basic moves, being able to run the ropes, being able to fall on the mat, a body slam, a headlock, a hip toss, an arm toss... Things like that where they could actually call a match and maybe not do the high-flying stuff that a lot of people do. They could get in the ring and do a credible job. Credible. Not good. Not great.
It has to be good, though, right? I mean, especially on the safety end of it.
Yeah, you've got to be safe because if you are not safe, if you can't trust that person that's opposite you in the ring... You could hurt yourself, you could hurt somebody else. And it does happen. People that are trained and not trained very well, things can happen. Friend of mine, Salt Lake City, Super Destroyer, you know Super D.
Absolutely.
He himself hurt himself because he didn't complete a move correctly and broke his neck. Now, he would have been paralyzed, but he was a big guy, and he had been training, and especially on his neck. So his neck muscles held his neck together, and he has stepped back in the ring as a masked man, the Super Destroyer. He doesn't get in very often, but he was the one that made the mistake, not the other wrestler. So you can hurt yourself if you don't do things right. You can hurt another performer if you don't do things right. It is a performance. It is very athletic, but you got to be a professional. And that's why you and I don't like calling it sports entertainment. I call it professional wrestling, because if you were not a pro, you could hurt yourself, you could hurt somebody else.
Again, talking with Dave Denton, host on 103.9 Cool in the Morning, and he also has a podcast called Turnbuckle Trash. You can find that on Facebook. Turnbuckle Trash is the Facebook page. What's the website, Dave?
TurnbuckleTrash.net, and we are also available on CastBox, and there's a link also to Turnbuckle Trash on the station website, cool1039.com. Cool1039.com. There's a link to all the different ones. We've had Juice on for several years. We've talked to legends in the business like Superstar Dundee. We've talked to Marty the Moth Martinez, who's a big star on the independent scene now. He's from Eagle Mountain. We've talked to Matthew Robles, the MK Bandit, who is performing this weekend in New York City, but not at WrestleMania, but WrestleCon, with other performances, promotions in New York City. He's performing. Marty the Moth performed last night. And I think Manny Lemons might be up there. He's with a new promotion called Devotion Championship Wrestling in Salt Lake City. I'm going to go see them in May. They're going to have a promotion there. So there's two different promotions in Salt Lake City I want to give a shout-out to. That is Devotion. They are at the Gateway right downtown. And then there's also UCW Zero puts on a great show, too. They're on Orange Street in West Valley City. Great guys.
Someone had sent me a message and said Dwayne The Rock Johnson played football at Miami and then became one of the greatest wrestlers in wrestling history.
Yes.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson had family. I mean, he bled into the wrestling business because of his family. His father.
His father, Rocky Johnson, was a performer. His grandfather, the great chief, Peter Maivia from Hawaii, was also a star in the WWE. Now, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, did become a big star, but he was not a star when he first started. Remember the Rocky Sucks chants when he came out as Rocky Maivia?
I love those. Nation of Domination.
Then he became a member of the Nation of Domination, and I actually met two members of the Nation of Domination recently, and they were talking about how Dwayne became The Rock under the tutelage of the Nation of Domination, because they were experimenting, telling him, hey, you got to learn how to be yourself. You got to learn how to get into a role. And now he's one of the major stars in Hollywood, too. And his father, Rocky Johnson, I got to brag a little bit, because I've been a lifelong wrestling fan. And in Memphis, Tennessee, Rocky Johnson became the first black Southern heavyweight champion. And I was at the Mid-South Coliseum in Memphis, Tennessee that night, and I saw that. And I remember I was so happy that he beat Jerry the King Lawler for the championship.
Man, that's good stuff. Okay, so let me ask you.
Okay.
Your favorite celebrity, because of WrestleMania weekend, this being this Sunday.
Right.
Favorite celebrity to ever participated in WrestleMania?
Oh, a celebrity that participated in WrestleMania. I'd say Lawrence Taylor.
I was just watching that match like
LT
4 hours ago.
The great football player did a great job against Bam Bam Bigelow. He actually did so well. And then you got to talk about Karl Malone when he went to WCW.
Karl Malone was a bad wrestler, though.
Yeah, but he got the moves in. He got his moves in. It was great.
It wasn't clean.
It wasn't clean, but...
Well, okay. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about athletes coming in to wrestle, but they don't do it right. And hurt somebody...
But did Carl have a year to train? He probably had a couple of weeks. And they had a very limited set for him to do. Most of the time when you see celebrities, they have a very limited set to do. And I'll tell you this right now. What's the guy's name, the Oriental performer that was one of the hosts when they were doing the Raw General Manager? He was on with Jeremy Piven. And he's been a big, pretty big. He had a sitcom.
Yeah, I know what you're thinking.
That guy, he's not even funny. And he got into the ring and made a complete, total jerk of himself. And he's not funny. I don't like the guy, to be honest with you. I've never seen anything he ever did. He was in The Hangover, and I just never saw anything he was ever funny in. But that's what kills me when celebrities get involved. And I think I don't like it when celebrities are involved, to be honest with you. But if they're athletes, then I think they can handle themselves. Jay Leno in the ring. WCW. It's terrible.
Was it David Arnett? Was
David Arquette. Yeah. Oh, Arquette. Yeah. And you know what? David Arquette is wrestling again. He has trained over the last year. He's been on Championship Wrestling out of Hollywood. He's in New York City right now making personal appearances as the former heavyweight champion of WCW. He was a joke. And he cannot wrestle. I watched him one night. I said, oh, this is pathetic.
Should I tell my Big Show? I know we're talking wrestling. And there's people like rolling their eyes, and they might even turn the channel by now.
Oh, no.
Should I tell this story?
Tell the story
Okay. Of
Ajay Salveson meeting the Big Show. All 7 foot four. He's huge. Go ahead.
So I'm a big wrestling fan, too. Die hard. I remember my first match I saw was Undertaker versus Jake the Snake, WrestleMania. And this is like 3 years ago. sorry, I'm losing my voice here. This is 3 years ago, and WWE was doing a live event in Salt Lake City at Vince Palm Arena, and I was supposed to be doing a Bees game, producing a Bees game over the radio. Well, it rained that day. So I ended up I got sent home.
Right.
So I played dumb. I had my badge, and for some reason I was dressed in a shirt and tie, and I don't remember why. But I looked like I was supposed to be there.
Right.
And when you walk around with a badge and you look like you're supposed to be there, you can go anywhere you want. So I put myself all the way to the bottom floor, floor one. And that's where all the action was happening. The wrestlers were walking around the locker rooms, you know, getting themselves ready and prepped or whatever. And I was thinking, oh, my gosh, I'm really down here. And I was like, oh, okay, I got to pretend like I know what I'm doing. I'm supposed to be here. So I walk to this, I walk down this hallway where it tees at the end, go right or left. And crossing me, as soon as I get to the end of the hallway, is Sheamus, who's this monstrous dude with this mean freaking mohawk. Scared the heck out of me.
His mohawk makes him look like he's about 6'10".
And he is albino, white as you could possibly imagine.
The human jar of mayonnaise, yes, is what John Cena called him.
I love it. So then I take a left, and I'm walking down to go clock out, and in front of me is 7'4" Big Show.
Oh.
And he is walking extremely slow. And he had just had a match. I'm walking and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's him. And I've watched Big Show all my life, WWF days. And I just remember, like, don't say hi to him. Whatever you do, don't say hi to him. Just do not say hi to him. Whatever you do, don't talk. Hi, Big Show! And he just stops in his tracks and slowly, and I mean very slowly, turns around. And I was like, oh, frick, I'm going to die. I'm going to die. This is where it all ends.
Huh?
And I kind of just like slowly, like, kind of tipper pat my way, trying to get across to him. And I was like, I just want to say hi. My pants are wet. And he puts his hand on my shoulder. And his thumb, like, is at my pec. His whole hand is pretty much, like, the back four fingers are, like, to the middle of my back. And I go up to just above his kneecap, to, like, his thigh. And I just hear, thanks, little man.
He's huge.
I was terrified, but yeah. I was so thrilled that he said hi to me.
Yeah.
And I told him thanks for all he does for the wrestling, you know, world, and was a big fan of him, and he was super nice about it. So that's my one fame to claim in wrestling.
Yeah, and it's a great story. I've heard it a million times, and I laugh every time thinking about his hand being as big as your back.
Oh, man, it's hilarious. Was huge. Like, when he grabbed me, I thought he was going to crush me.
Yeah. He's an enormous, and you know, he's not as big as Andre the Giant. If you find a picture of Andre the Giant holding a 12-ounce beer can, his hand is bigger than the 12-ounce beer can. No joke. It was in Sports Illustrated. So, and this weekend, WrestleMania, you know who the main event's going to be, right?
Oh, yeah, we all do.
Ronda Rousey with the man, Becky Lynch, and Charlotte Flair.
Okay. Before we let you go, your favorite match, or the match that you're looking most forward to, would be what for WrestleMania?
I'm looking
17 matches, by the way.
17 match. I'm looking forward to, I would say, AJ Styles and Randy Orton.
Really?
Yeah. That's the one I'm looking at. And then also the Women's Championship match. And on the entrance of Ronda Rousey, a live performance of Bad Attitude by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. As he's entering the ring.
Who is that, by the way?
You don't know who. I love rock and roll.
Oh, I love that song.
That's Joan Jett.
No joke.
Yeah. And she's going to be there live performing Bad Attitude, which is Ronda's entrance theme.
Okay, Ronda Rousey in this wrestling profession, how has she done so far, in your opinion?
I thought she was struggling with her microphone work, her promos. But as she turned heel, she started getting better. She's the bad girl. She's the bad person right now in professional wrestling. And I think she's gotten better. Her ring work has improved tremendously. And you'll look at this. She was an MMA fighter, but she trained almost a year and a half before she made her debut.
But she already had similar experience to that, though.
Yeah, in MMA. But you got to learn how to not hurt somebody when you're pulling off an MMA move.
Yeah.
And she does a lot of MMA moves. So,
do you think she's fit for a WrestleMania main event?
I love it. I love that they have the three women as the main event. Because you and I, doing the podcast, we, as wrestling fans, for about 2 years, were all over the WWE on our podcast, Turnbuckle Trash, saying that the WWE was not doing the women right because they needed more time, they needed to have better storylines, they needed to have a bigger role, and now they have it, and the women, give them credit, have ran with the ball, and they are doing great.
Dave, this has been fun.
It has been fun.
I know you're sick of talking. You spent 1 hour in there. You spent 25 minutes here with me.
Dude, I could talk wrestling all the time. You know how I am. I love professional wrestling.
I do know how you are. I definitely know. Hey, thanks. It's been fun.
And coming up next on Turnbuckle Trash, Zane Peterson joins us once again. We talk about what we're looking forward to on WrestleMania weekend on this edition of Turnbuckle Trash.
You think of men with menacing, icy stares that could freeze their opponents cold. Brutes who beat their foes into submission.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
And now more Turnbuckle Trash. We are just a day or two away from everything that's happened. Actually, we're doing this on Friday afternoon. We're talking to Zane Peterson right before WrestleMania. And by the time this gets onto the podcast, NXT TakeOver will be over. And we want to tell everyone, when you're hearing in the background, is Zane. Gosh. Zane's driving. Are you driving on a dirt road or what?
No. It's a 1979 Chevy K20. So, needless to say, it's a little bit of a rough old girl. I bought it for $500 from the local college down here, and it, let's just say I don't dare wash it because I'm afraid the dirt that's holding it together, that if I wash it, it'll all just fall apart.
Speaking of falling apart,
Will WrestleMania fall apart or will it be a success? That's what we're here to talk about today. Zane, I wanted to ask you a couple of questions, okay?
Wait.
What?
Wait, 1 second.
I am waiting.
If you mention that dickhead from HBO, I'm going to freaking punch somebody in the face.
You mean that guy?
Ooh, from what, you know, what's funny is these shows that are completely 100% irrelevant to life until they say something stupid to get a stir. Ooh, that guy made me angry.
I'm going to say his name. I'm going to just give it Oliver John. Just turn that around. Oliver John, what was it, last Friday he made the statement talking about all the wrestlers who had died prematurely, and he had supposedly all these stats, and he did make some decent points during his 30-minute tirade, but I'm like you, it ticked me off when I watched it.
Oh, that made me angry. But hey, you know what? WrestleMania is supposed to be a positive time. And you're a big Beach Boys fan, and the Beach Boys are all about good vibrations.
Yeah, and you know what? Maybe Shinsuke Nakamura can use some good vibrations like he does in his holds quite often. So let's talk about Mania coming up on Sunday. I know you're looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. I thought it would be right before WrestleMania we'd talk. Let's talk about one or two matches you are looking forward to, Zane Peterson.
Oh, boy. Did you by chance have a chance? Is that even, would that even be a word like?
Have a chance? It's like yeah. Like an ABBA song. Take a chance on me.
You know, that's one thing I've always liked about you is your musical talent, Dave.
I know, I am a talented guy.
SmackDown Live. Kevin Owens show, the KO show, coming to you live in the ring with two special guests, Randy Orton and AJ Styles.
Ooh, yeah.
I don't know if you had a chance to see the altercation.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I was like, when Orton was, he says, something to the effect of, you guys in the indies, you're scratching and clawing and going from gymnasium to gymnasium, and I was headlining WrestleMania. I was like, oh, snap, because, you know, AJ Styles has been one of the biggest names in the independents, I guess you'd say, for a long time. And AJ Styles does not suck.
No. And then AJ made the comment about drug abuse?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Ouch. That's getting
ouch
in there a little bit between the two of them there. I'm looking forward to that one myself. I think that one might even steal the show, to be honest with you.
You think so? Well,
I really do.
You know, anytime AJ Styles is involved, you know, it doesn't matter if it's a Fetch and SmackDown match or anything match, dude. It could be again at the high school gymnasium, and AJ Styles would rock the house.
Yes, he would. That's I totally agree with you. Another match you might be looking forward to?
I am really, really looking to see how the women's main event plays out. I was a little bit bugged by. I mean, I guess it seems to be the MO of the WWE these days, you know, Stephanie, why is she even on television anymore? And why is she even, I don't know, it just bugged me when she comes out and says, oh, well, we're going to take both titles and make them one. You know, in my opinion, it would have been better if, you know, Charlotte, if they were all in the ring or something, and she says, you know, I'll put my title on the line, and if whoever wins, you know, some kind of a promo or some kind of a thing amidst all three of them, or versus her and Becky. It seemed to me like it could have been played out a touch better.
Yeah, you know, I like your idea, that, you know, having an altercation in the ring, have them talking, and Charlotte just says, well, you know what? If you can beat me, you can have my SmackDown title too. But if I beat you or I beat Becky, I get the Raw Women's title. We'll get this title as one title.
Sometimes the McMahons just get old out there running their mouth. But hey, you know, the McMahons get ratings, so what can we say, right?
Yeah, and you know what I'm also looking forward to in that match? The entrance of Ronda Rousey, that theme song, Bad Reputation, played by none other than Joan Jett, and it's going to be live. That is so awesome. I love it.
So there are some rumors flying. Rumors are just that, rumors, okay. Right?
Okay. Right. I'm looking forward to this rumor now. Come on.
That John Cena has confirmed, I don't know, you know, like I said, rumors that he has signed a deal for WrestleMania.
Wouldn't surprise me.
I really am looking forward to seeing John and where he'll show up, because I miss John.
Well, I think we talked about this on our last podcast a little bit. I've got a theory. Now, this is just a theory. It's not a rumor. So it's a theory, not a rumor, rumor, theory, theory, rumor. You understand that?
So is it like a reary?
It's a reary, like when we were in our stitching the other day, yeah.
So what you're saying is, it's not a rumor.
It's not a rumor. I think that John Cena will show up and interrupt Elias in his concerts, because he did it last year. So let me tell you a match I'm kind of looking forward to, okay? Real quick, I'm looking forward to Drew McIntyre and Roman Reigns. That
one should be a barn burner. Yeah. Yeah, it should be good.
Yeah, with the returning Roman Reigns. You know, both of them huge men, powerful men that can move in the ring, got a great skill set, and the people are going to be behind Roman Reigns. Yeah. I just think this is going to be a barn burner. I'm just loving this matchup.
I feel like a broken record, because we always talk about, we always bring up past wrestling and past favorite matches and stuff.
Yeah.
One of my favorite Roman Reigns matches, I don't recall what pay-per-view it was, but it was versus the Big Show in that no-holds-barred match.
Oh, it was awesome.
And I recall, I mean, didn't he put the Big Show through two or three tables?
Yes, he did.
And ended up tipping the announce table over on him and pinning him or counting him out with the announce table sitting on top of him or something?
Yeah, that was a fun match.
You know, and that's the type of match that Roman Reigns needs to be in.
Right.
I love to see him in those matches, and I think that the Drew McIntyre match could, I don't know, what is there any stipulation, or is it just a...
I just think it's a grudge match, but I'm still looking forward to it, so...
There is a match that I think is going to be quality, too.
What's that?
And I am so excited to see Dave Bautista back in the ring.
Oh, man, I'd almost forgot about that.
Dude, I got a feeling that that's going to be a good match, too. You know, you're talking about two veterans in the ring, leaving it all out there on the table, man.
I'm gonna go back to when you and I met Rey Mysterio in Salt Lake City.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing my little photo op with Rey, and I congratulated him on a match that he had with Chavo Jr. in Lucha Underground. I said that was my favorite match of the entire year. Rey Mysterio looked at me and he said, just two old veterans showing the old guys how it's done. And this match that you're talking about, Batista and Triple H, that might be that very, very thing.
Even a guy like Randy Orton has been headlining the WWE for 20 years, man. 20 years.
Uh-huh.
You talk about guys like Triple H that have been there since the 90s. I mean, we're talking that Triple H is pushing 50 now.
Right.
And he started in his 20s. You're talking about almost 30 years of headlining a promotion, man.
That's unreal.
That's pretty damn good.
It is.
Say what you will about being the boss's son-in-law. As I recall, in his documentary, he talks about how he was with his character, Hunter Hearst Helmsley. He was up at the top of his game, and I think he even won the Intercontinental title.
Uh-huh.
And he pissed Vince off.
The curtain call. That's how he pissed him off.
And he pulled the rug right out from underneath Triple H.
He did.
And he had to start right back over from scratch. I mean, he pulled him from television. He put him right back down into to squash matches. And so for him to climb out of that and to be one of the executives of the company now, good for him, man. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Capitalism at its finest.
Nepotism be fun. It's a great story. And then you look at Dave Bautista, and of course everybody's going to say, hey, it's Drake the Destroyer. But man, he's becoming a huge movie star. Have you seen the trailer for his new comedy that's coming out?
I actually did not know that he was in a comedy.
I think it's called My Spy, and it's going to be like he's a CIA agent, and he has to watch a little girl. You know, it's a very common formulaic comedy, but the preview of it is hilarious. You know, he does comedy very well. I'm really impressed with the guy.
Drax the Destroyer is hilarious himself.
Oh, isn't that the truth?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then is he going to be part of the Avengers Endgame? I think he is.
Oh, I would imagine so.
Yeah, so.
He's going to probably give Thanos the Batista bomb.
Yeah, that's going to be so much fun to see Batista and Triple H go at it. I'm going to ask you a question that I asked Chris Evans about just a few minutes ago.
Oh, Chris? Yeah. Were you on the phone with Chris?
Yeah, he was in North Carolina.
Oh, was he walking around that casino?
Yes, he was.
I love Chris.
I do, too. But the question has to do with the length of WrestleMania. 17 matches through the pre-match and then the regular WrestleMania. Are these people going to be exhausted by the time the show's over with? The
you
fans.
Know, you know who the ones I feel for in this scenario?
Who's that?
The production crew.
Oh. Oh, I didn't even think about
backstage.
That.
Think about backstage. Those guys sitting out in the trailers. Sitting, you know, I mean, they've got to be editing, you know, because don't they film like 30 seconds in advance or sometimes they do. I don't know if WrestleMania will be 100% live or if they'll.
Oh, no.
You know, I know some.
There's going to be a delay on it. I think the FCC has mandated that.
And, you know, you think about trying to maintain things like that and things like, you know, the entrance music, the pyrotechnics, the camera work. WrestleMania was a big deal back in the, I guess, late 80s, early 90s. You know, when you're talking about WrestleMania 3 and, you know, some of these huge events. And I don't recall, was it the one, which one was outdoors? They broke the record a couple years ago.
That was in Dallas.
So you go in between, say, you know, like go through WrestleMania, you know, like 15 and 16 and some of those in-between ones. You know, even like when Shawn Michaels took on Razor Ramon, they weren't huge arenas. They weren't super grand spectacles, but within like the last 10 years, maybe, WrestleMania has become bigger than the Super Bowl, I would say.
You know, actually, I was just watching something the other day, and it's the fifth largest franchise in sports history right now, in sports. It's above Major League Baseball World Series, college basketball finals, which are going on right now, as far as money generated.
The spectacle of WrestleMania is completely over the top. The entrances, the screens, the camera work, the pyrotechnics, the editing. And, you know, you even think about the cost, Dave, of all the special, the ring mats and the ring posts and the ropes and the entrance ramps and everything that is specially catered, 100% custom made for WrestleMania.
Yeah, and you remember when they had the entrance ramp and Randy Orton was coming out and the entrance ramp had LEDs on it and they had the snake slithering. And then when they brought out Bray Wyatt in one of the WrestleManias, they had all the spiders and everything right there on the entrance ramp. That's expensive. And you go back to our interview with the MK Bandit, who is out in New York City, by the way, getting ready to do some events himself and the independent stuff that's going around, WrestleCon and more. He talked about how the WWE
put bears no expense when it comes to WrestleMania, and that is the truth. It is a spectacle in itself. Yeah,
absolutely. You know, and guy, you and I can only hope that if WrestleMania comes to the West Coast, which with that new Las Vegas stadium, and Vegas is getting more and more popular every day for professional wrestling.
Uh-huh.
And Vegas is becoming a pretty awesome hub. You know, there's a lot of cool promotions in Vegas right now.
Right.
And, dude, there's going to be I hope we get a WrestleMania in Vegas, man.
I bet within 3 to 4 years it's going to be there. And they had a WrestleMania there. One of the, I think, first five, it was at Caesar's Palace. Bobby the Brain Heenan came out, and he was dressed up like Caesar. And Mean Gene Oakland was there, and he had all the regalia on. But I would, you know, I told Chris this last podcast that the minute that they say they're going to Las Vegas and the savings account is being opened, I'm putting every penny I can into that savings account. And I am going to be selling comic books right and left and all my statues and everything I've collected. Because I want to go.
I'm real excited for WrestleMania. So I've been spending a little more time watching some news things and watching some things leading up to WrestleMania. And I watched a thing the other day that talked about how ROH did they piggybacked off of WrestleMania. Was that 4 or 5 years ago?
And they're doing
they did their. There was it. What was it called? The Grand.
The G1 Supercard.
Yeah, yeah. They did that. Was it that they did? They piggybacked off of WrestleMania 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, they did, and they're doing it again.
Well, and not just them. I mean, WrestleMania has become a hub for so much independent stuff. Impact just had a huge event last night.
Marty the Moth was there. Our buddy Marty the Moth.
And, dude, that Impact event, I guess, from what I've heard, was pretty dang good. ROH has a big event today. Is theirs tonight, too?
Theirs is Saturday night at Madison Square Garden. Okay. It's the same time that the Hall of Fame ceremony is going on. With New Japan Wrestling, by the way.
Good. That's going to be awesome. And you're going to be proud of me because I downloaded the Fight app. And I have been watching... Some alternatives.
Uh-huh.
I've been watching Championship Wrestling in Hollywood, and I've been watching ROH.
Uh-huh.
And I even watched, I didn't watch it for long, but I caught a few matches on Jim Cornette's deal. Is it MLW?
Yeah, MLW. That's what I'm interested in seeing.
Hey, dude, that's not bad.
Yeah, I've heard that one's really good, so.
Yeah, they got some good people, and, you know, I was going to comment, too, kind of while we're talking about indies real quick. You know, we mentioned Championship Wrestling from Hollywood and stuff. I'll bet in the last 2 years, they've invested some serious money into cameras and lighting and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Their camera work is substantially better than it's been in the past.
It is. I agree.
And their lighting is substantially better. And it reminds me of those old, the ones you used to watch, like WCW and WWE on Saturday. You know, more of that Saturday wrestling feel to it, where, you know, the announcers are really heavily involved with the commentary. And I really enjoyed Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. And they've got some good talent in there. That guy that, oh my gosh, he is so funny. He's a masked wrestler. That rocks his opponents to sleep.
Gentleman Jervis. You like that one?
Oh, my gosh. He is hilarious.
With weighing 3,000 butterflies?
You can tell that he is just a complete goofball, and he is out there to have fun.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. He was just hilarious.
You like Gentleman Jervis.
Yeah. And Uptown... what's his name?
Oh, he's their champion right now.
Uptown.
Is it not Freddie Brown, but something, yeah.
Uptown someone Brown. Dude, they put on a hell of a good match.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm not kidding you. You wait till you see Bad Dude Tito. Bad Dude Tito is.
Yeah, that guy's good, dude.
Yeah, he's good.
But anyways, really impressed. You know, it really, to me, shows you that the indies are not by no means, they're not going anywhere.
No, not at all.
You know, if you can see And that MLW, I was amazed in the crowd that they had for being a small promotion and a fairly new promotion. And I'll bet you they had 1,500 people in their crowd.
Oh, awesome.
I mean, it was an excellent crowd. And Championship Wrestling from Hollywood, it seems like the last few that I've watched has a great crowd that interacts. They love.
Oh, they
to
get
be
into
there.
It, don't they?
Yeah, and you know that makes me real excited for the indies to see these people supporting them and getting out there and paving the way for things like WrestleMania. You know, to get us excited for just professional wrestling as a whole, not just WrestleMania.
Now, you talked a little bit about all the things that go on outside of WrestleMania. I don't know if you saw this or not, but last week the MK Bandit had posted that the WWE is going around Tampa, where WrestleMania is going to be next year on April the 5th, and they're trying to kind of get all the different venues that might be around Tampa that might host a WrestleCon or some of the others to not let these smaller events come in, and that upsets me. I hope that's not
true. Yeah, I hope that that's just a rumor because, you know, do you really think that they would be that cold?
Yes.
Yeah?
I firmly believe it. I mean, some of the things that Vince McMahon has done when he was taking over the territories, borderline dirty. I'm not saying it was illegal, but borderline
sort of unethical. Not a lot of ethics involved.
Yeah, that I would say that. Yeah, I would just say borderline. I'm not trying to make accusations, but I mean, he was putting people out of business, putting people out of work, people that had paved the way, people that had made lots of money, and they just lost everything because he was changing everything. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's just because he was changing everything. But still, it just seemed like maybe some dirty tactics there.
Yeah.
Greg Gagne would tell you that from the AWA days. I'll tell you that.
I don't know. You know, there's been a lot of controversy, and that guy from HBO covered some of that controversy. And like I said, some of the stuff we agree with, some of the stuff we don't. All in all, real excited for this weekend. I think it's going to be you know, even though the build-up has been kind of lacking, in my opinion, but you know, the performers aren't going to go out there on the grandest stage and in professional wrestling and put on a bad show.
That's true. That's true.
And so, even if their matches, you know, even if they only get 15 minutes, or even if they don't get as much camera time as they want, or as much time on the mic as they want, it's still going to be, as AJ Styles would say, phenomenal.
Can't say it any better than that. So you're gonna be watching Sunday night?
Real quick before I let you go, okay. I gotta tell you this funny thing the other day. You and I, we've let it known on the podcast that we're of the religious background. It's called the Latter-day Saints. Okay,
right.
This Sunday as well is called General Conference, and it's where the higher ups, the leaders of our religion, of our church, they talk to the congregation and help us with our spirituality and help us grow and help encourage us, right?
Correct.
Okay. So I says to my wife earlier this week, I says, oh man, I'm so excited for Sunday. And she's like, oh, I know, General Conference is going to be great. And I looked at her, I said, I wasn't talking about General Conference. I was talking about WrestleMania.
Doghouse.
Oh, I got the look for that one. And she says, seriously, you'd rather watch wrestling than conference. And I said, honestly, dear, yes, I would.
I had the similar situation, but I told my wife, what I miss because of conference, I will make up for on the WWE network. And
absolutely.
Yeah. So I'm not in the doghouse. You might be, but not David. No.
I've got the doghouse pretty well comfortable now. So I live in there a lot.
You got your WWE hookup in there. You ready to go,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. I just watched the network on my tablet. Just kidding. But Dave, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be a fun show. It's my favorite time of the year for professional wrestling. real excited, and it's going to be great.
All right. So, WrestleMania weekend is here. We'll get together shortly after WrestleMania, and we'll talk of what we saw and what we liked and what we didn't like, too. That's all coming up on Turnbuckle Trash.
Thanks, Dave.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Those guys look big and mean. I think they want to hurt us.
What do you call that, a flying springboard knee to the face?
Oh, that works.
I like to hurt people.
Pretending to wrestle is the most fun in the whole world.
The thoughts and opinions heard on the preceding program are not necessarily those of an intelligent human being. If you don't agree with them, get your own dang pod.
Dummy.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. And in the immortal words of Ric Flair, woo!
I got the look for that one. And she says, seriously?
This is a family podcast. Please keep it PG, PG-13. Thank you very much.
Not a problem, sir. Not a problem.
The human jar of mayonnaise.
Yeah.
By the way, I am too hot to handle, too cold to hold. I am too fat to be where it's at. I might not be able to float like a butterfly. I might not be able to sting like a bee. But I can hit you like Muhammad Ali.
That is good.
How can I'm follow impressed. That?
Yep.
How did Ronda Rousey put that car in drive while her hands were cupped behind her back?
So it's a theory, not a rumor, rumor.
If you mention that dickhead from HBO, I'm gonna frickin' punch somebody in the face.
Can I hope it's gonna be the Wyatt family? Can I please?
Capitalism at its finest.
To Hi, Big Show!
This is gonna be the stinker of the year.
My pants are wet.
Oh, snap!
They still call you doctor?
On one of the stations I work on. Really? I'm not a proctologist, I'll tell you that.
I wasn't talking about General Conference. I was talking about WrestleMania.